every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard. It is another edition of Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Marty Terrell along with Dominic Jimenez as we talk the world of sports cross country and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. I like the way Tittle says it, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. iHeart, TuneIn, TuneIn Pro, Simple Radio. You can get this podcast of this show at iHeartRadio. Just click on Sports Byline in the podcast. We also throw them up on, or put them up very nicely and neatly on Spotify as well. Dominic Jimenez again here. He'll do Fantasy Focus with us at 40 past the hour. We look forward to it. And I'm going to weigh in on, you know, listen, I could do the baseball and stuff like that. I'll wait till that game gets underway in L.A. because they've got it reversed. They've got L.A. and Philly. They'll be playing in the shadows at Chavez Ravine at some point when that game gets into the late innings. And then the Cubs and Brewers at Wrigley tonight under the bulbs. So there you go. Weird because, you know, what, back in – oh, it's been a while now. What, 88 was the year that Wrigley Field got the lights for the first time? I'm going off memory. I think it was 1988. 87 or 88. I'll look that up during the break. Those are one of those little brain teasers. But, yeah, and if you know who the – I think they played the Phillies in their first ever night game. I do, but that's just, again, going off the top of my head. That being said, I'm going to weigh in full-blown because, you know, we love the women that listen to this program, and they love soap operas, and that's kind of a disparaging comment. So, but, listen, they do. I mean, those soap operas are targeted towards women primarily. But I know professional athletes, when they travel on the road, a lot of them are addicted to soap operas. But we got a soap opera at Chapel Hill, and I'm weighing in on this puppy. I'll spend the whole first segment on Belichick and this whole – this is crazy. Wherever there's smoke – excuse me. Wherever there's smoke, there's fire. I can give you every cliche in the world. But I'll tell you right now, there's something to this, a bye week for North Carolina. – I'm going to put it at 50-50 that Belichick is in Berkeley, California, a week from Saturday to coach the Tar Heels against the Cal Golden Bears. I'll put it at 50-50. And I'm leaning towards 40-60 against Belichick. There's something going on. Well, we know there is. And they're trying. And whenever you get the vote of confidence, it's the kiss of death. We're coming back. That's where we'll start. Lots to get to here on a Thursday into a Friday. Don't go away.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, some of the topics that are trending now across the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. Of course, we've got baseball games, LA, Philly. We got Chicago, Milwaukee. I want to focus on Friday, Seattle, Detroit. That's going to be Kirby and Tarek. Dom, give me his last name. I'm having a brain cramp here.
Scooble.
Come on now. Scooble. I almost called him Scooby. We'll call him Scooby Scooble. Seattle, Detroit, Friday night. Tomorrow night. This is a Thursday into a Friday. Chicago, Milwaukee, and we got Matthew Boyd against Freddie Peralta, and then LA and Philly tonight. I think Glasnow is getting the start in that game against Sanchez. All right, so that's where we go. And then football Thursday night, we're getting the Giants hosting the Eagles, and New York football is a mess. It's a mess. But let's, speaking of messes, oh, and Mike Greenwell, the Gator. Part of those Red Sox teams, late 80s, early 90s. A good guy, did a lot of charity work, hit for the cycle once, had some good numbers. He should have gotten the MVP in whatever year it was, 88 or 90, whatever it was. He was the MVP, finished second to Canseco, and Canseco came out and admitted steroids. So I've always given, in my mind, Gator the MVP in the American League. Because Canseco came out, admitted the steroids, and he was never defrocked, never stripped of the MVP. Never get to the Hall of Fame, nor will Clemens. Well, never say never, because ultimately these guys will all get in. Pettit, every one of them. A-Rod, they're all getting in eventually. That being said, we move on. All right, let's get to the soap opera that is North Carolina football. Bill Belichick is not going to, first of all, 5 years at $50 million, right? $10 million a year. For Belichick to buy himself out of the contract, it's $1 million. So if Belichick were to say, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go be on the Pat McAfee show, and I want to join my old buddy Nick Saban, and I want to jump on ESPN or whatever. It's going to cost them $1 million. ESPN would gladly pay it. Fox, anybody. Fox is not going to hire Belichick. But, you know, ESPN would gladly pay that, or somehow they would work that out. That's not the point. Belichick can hold on. And because if North Carolina really wants to buy him out, it's going to cost them a lot of money. It'll be very expensive. So it's a money thing right now. But at the heart of this is this thing was flawed from the get-go. And it's not like this is revisionist history. This isn't like we're coming into the bottom of the seventh with the team trailing 10-0 and we're saying, you know what, we're going to win. We all said this. And when I say, oh, there were a plethora of media people and football coaches under their breath because nobody wanted to go public with it. This made no sense. And there were even hushed tones or whispers that Belichick isn't playing right now with the full capacity. Seriously, you know, I'm not going to go, hey, 73's got some dementia or something. No, I'm just saying his behavior has been really, really strange and odd. And people think, wow, what is going on with this guy? Here's what it comes down to, in my opinion. Belichick was deeply cut to his core when he was fired by Robert Kraft. He didn't resign. He was fired. He loved the Patriots job. He loved what they did. And I'm not going to go into the Brady versus Belichick thing. They did it together. How you want to parcel and carve up who got the most responsibility and gets the most blame for ultimately when the whole thing, you knew it wasn't going to end forever. Last forever. You knew it was going to end sometime, and it did. And it ended the way a lot of people thought it would, and it was very acrimonious. But I'm telling you, when Belichick got fired, it crushed him. His relationship at home went bad. He was very surly among friends. He was very, very isolated. Got to Nantucket, you know, went off fishing. And then the relationship with the 24-year-old. I mean, you know, she's 49 years his junior. It just, you know, this is just not normal. In my opinion, okay, this is, again, my opinion, just not normal. Maybe it is normal. Who knows? Anymore, what is normal? Nobody knows. The other thing you have to remember here is he was going to be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. And if you don't think that the all-time coaching win record in the National Football League held by Don Shula, the late, great Don Shula, if you don't think Belichick wants that record, you're wrong. Because he does want it. He wants it in the worst way, and he's 15 wins shy. That's two more years of him coaching in the National Football League. He's 73. So Arthur Blank offered the job. I mean, Belichick was about to be introduced as the coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Arthur Blank, he of, you know, the ownership of the Falcons and his own team, 28-3 lead over the Patriots, 2015 in Houston. We all know about the comeback. And that drove Blank crazy. You know, he's on the sideline. He's getting ready to take the trophy, the Lombardi trophy, and hoist it back to Atlanta. And we all know what happened. Brady and the Patriots pulled the game out. One of the greatest Super Bowl, if not the greatest Super Bowl, and postseason comeback in the history of the NFL. So Blank, don't think that hasn't cut him deep to his core. I can hire this guy? And so what happens is Arthur Blank does what every great businessman, he also, you know, started a Home Depot. He's the majority owner of Home Depot. He runs it up the pole, and Rich McKay, his director of football or, you know, president of football operations, says, if you bring in Belichick, we're not hiring Belichick. If you're asking my opinion, we're not going to hire the guy. So obviously Arthur Blank was taken aback. It's like, what are you talking about? This is Bill Belichick. No, we're not going to hire him. And here's why. And Rich McKay proceeded to basically say, look, this guy is odd. He's more trouble than it's going to be worth. And I'm sure Blank was like thinking, wait a second here. This guy's won six Super Bowls. So what happens? McKay really digs in. Blank gets on the phone. He sits on a lot of the high-ranking member of a lot of the committees at the top of the NFL. And he calls Robert Kraft, and Kraft absolutely dropped the poison pill. He cost Belichick that job. He probably the death knell thing to say. If you had to hire him again, would you? And Kraft, in essence, said, no, we would not. And here's why. And that was the end of it for the Falcons. They went with who? Raheem Morris. Bill Belichick on one side of the field, Raheem Morris, no offense, on the other. It's a no-brainer. But they didn't hire him. And I'm telling you, that crushed Belichick. It crushed him. So what did he need to be relevant? A media job? Yeah, he did that for 1 year. He did the thing with the Mannings on Monday Night Football, but you know that that was fun and it was fulfilling. And in some sick way, he probably thought, well, I'm here with Eli and Peyton Manning. I bet you this, you know, drives Tom Brady nuts. Didn't bother Brady. Brady just went out with Gronk and won a Super Bowl in Tampa. He didn't care. But I'm telling you, Belichick is one of those people that just hurt. And how did he do it? He needed to be relevant. He needed to be as relevant. And the only path to relevancy was to get a job. And he took the first thing other than Atlanta, which he was spurned and rejected. He took North Carolina. This hiring was goofy. And what did he do? He rode the crest of a month of publicity and North Carolina. And, you know, it's a basketball school, but he just got, you know, Lawrence Taylor went there and all these great Drake May, the Patriots quarterback. And then it just continued on and on and on. It ends up with Drake May playing arguably one of the great games of his young career against Buffalo. And what does Belichick do back in North Carolina? No social media acknowledgement, no vision, no Diamond Vision highlights of Drake May's performance. Basically, he kicked out all the Patriot scouts. You cannot come into our stadium. You will not be credentialed. You will not be allowed into the stadium. His girlfriend's down on the field. He's got assistant coaches giving parents and other people sideline passes, and the players start selling their complimentary tickets. It's a complete mess there. Bubba Cunningham, the general manager, had to put this fire out in a hurry because last night it was a 10-alarm inferno. It's not over yet, folks. There's still some smoldering embers they can reignite, and I'm here to tell you they will. We're coming right back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
All right, Major League Baseball playoffs Thursday into a Friday of Sports Overnight America. Again, Dom coming up 40 past the hour. We're going to look at the NFL starting with tonight's game, Philadelphia, New York. I could see the Giants maybe keeping this a little snug, and then I'll just quickly go through this to get to the baseball in a moment. But, you know, I want to see how the Colts respond. You know, Arizona's coming in off an embarrassing loss. That might be a little bit of a tricky spot because they go against the Chargers in L.A. They lost to the Rams out at SoFi. Now they were going to return to SoFi for the second time in a month or less, 3 weeks, next week against the Chargers. So that ought to be interesting. Speaking of the Chargers, they go to Miami, New England, New Orleans. You know, Patriots come off a big win, a short week, Monday night game, going to Bayou. You know, it could be tricky. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and I'll get to the rest of them. And Baltimore is a mess, absolutely mess, absolute mess. And Jacksonville, how about Jacksonville now? They're coming off that big win. The Patriot game was Sunday night. The Monday night game was Jacksonville and Kansas City. And good job out of Chris Jones because, as I said on the show yesterday, Trevor Lawrence falling down on that play, having his right guard step on his foot and tripping him, it threw everybody off. Chris Jones got caught and froze like deer, you know. A deer being caught in the headlights. He just stood there and, you know, what's going on here? And by the time he reacted or didn't react, Trevor Lawrence danced into the end zone with the game-winning touchdown. So there you go. But I'll get to the other games. We'll do the fantasy thing with Dom, which I always like, and there's a need for it and a desire for it. And even though I don't play fantasy football, this isn't for me. This is for you folks, and everyone loves their fantasy team. Except for Dom, because he's struggling, and he'll give us the sorted details coming up. All right, I am pumped up. How about this? I mean, you got the double dip on Thursday night, but Friday night, standalone game, Seattle-Detroit in Seattle. Kirby against Gluble. And I'm telling you, Seattle is going to feel the pressure. They are going to feel the pressure. You got to remember, though, they didn't go up 2-0 and blow this. They were 1-1 going back to Detroit, got game three, and then got shelled in game four. And now they go home, and they've never been to the World Series. And they haven't been to the League Championship Series since, I think, the days of Randy Johnson back in 2001. So we're talking 24 years. You know, the debate now is, well, with the Yankees out, you know, what is there a World Series that's really going to get people excited? And I'm saying, yeah, there is. I think whoever gets, I mean, I'll sign up right now. If you're telling me right now, Seattle, Philadelphia, Toronto and Philadelphia rematch in 93, I'm in. I'm in no matter what. I mean, Cubs in Seattle? Milwaukee in Seattle? I mean, Milwaukee was Seattle. They were the Seattle Pilots back in the late 60s. Now, I've left out the Dodgers. Now, if it's the Dodgers in Seattle, you know, a West Coast series, yeah. I mean, it wasn't too many years ago where we had Blake Snell and Tampa and the Dodgers, and that was a pretty good, not pretty good, that was an excellent World Series. And anything, I think, you know, Dodgers-Detroit, that'd be interesting. You got to get Kirk Gibson, right? Get the caveman back there. He played for both teams, hit one of the greatest home runs in history in 88, game one off Dennis Eckersley. The old Jack Buck, I do not believe what I've just saw or seen. Detroit and L.A., heck yeah, I'd sign up for that. What about, what about Milwaukee and Detroit? Like I said, any way you slice it, I think we've got a great postseason. Now, speaking of post, let's do it just a post-mortem on the Yankees. Is this it for Aaron Boone? And Dom pointed out off air before we got started here tonight, Aaron Boone has been fired 7 times. And the team record is Billy Martin with, what, 5? But actually, Aaron Boone hasn't been fired at all. Hank Steinbrenner, still controls the ultimate decision with input from his baseball people. And, obviously that is Brian Cashman, the GM. And from a business baseball part of it, it's his brother-in-law, Steve Swindoll, who married Hank's sister. But we know this for sure. If George Steinbrenner were alive today, Aaron Boone would have been gone a long time ago. And he most assuredly would have been or would be fired this time around. As I observed the Yankees last night, you could just sum it up this way. The Yankees are down, 3 runs at the time? And they got first and second, and I want to say nobody out. And what does Wells do? This is after the guy before him walked, on 5 pitches. And what does Wells do? He gets up there, Austin Wells, and first ball swinging like a little leaguer. And you could just feel the energy go out of Yankee Stadium. That was it. You just knew it. And then, at that point, it builds to, it was 4-1, then it was 5-1. The Yankees got a scratch run. And in the last 3 innings, the Yankees left, bases loaded, 2 men aboard, and then started to get a little something going in the 9th. But, you get that leadoff double. You get Judge to lead off with a double. You've got to have that next guy do something. Get that run in. You got to get Stanton up there with a chance to tie the game. You just do. And we get 2 outs, and then it's fait accompli. It's over. So anyways, nobody's really surprised because, listen, the Yankees won 1 game up in Toronto this year at the Rogers Center. 1. And this is a hungrier Toronto team. And boy, did Fox put up a real goofy graphic. I don't know if everybody caught this, but last night, if you saw it, they put up the 3 players that the Blue Jays were missing. So it's kind of like rubbing it in to the Yankees in a way. So Fox throws it up there and says, no Max Scherzer, no Bichette, and no, who is the 3rd one? No Bichette, no Scherzer. There was 1 more, and it'll come to me. Well, first of all, Scherzer's not even on the roster. He's washed up. Bichette is injured. And the 3rd guy is injured. So they weren't, I don't know why Fox felt compelled to throw that up there because it was a non-factor. Scherzer's not on the roster, Bichette's hurt, and the 3rd guy is not able to play. It's just goofy. But I'll tell you what Toronto did. Toronto did, and the first 2 games told you all you needed to know. They teed off on the Yankee pitching. Crushed them. Home run after home run. I mean, it was like pinball up at the Rogers Center those first 2 games. And give the Yankees credit because they were down 6-1 in Game 3 on the verge of being embarrassingly swept. And what did they do? They showed some guts. They showed some intestinal fortitude. They found a way to win. Aaron Judge finally came off a very protracted, quiet postseason and hits the foul pole with a 3-run home run, and the Yankees add 3 more to win it 9-6 and did a great job pitching-wise. And then we all thought, perhaps, Schlitter could do it again. Schlitter can come back there on Wednesday night just a week away from having gassed the Red Sox, and guess what? He came back to earth. He's a 24-year-old rookie, and the second time around through the lineup, he wasn't fooling anybody. He didn't have that same – he got jacked up for that Red Sox-Yankee game. He did. He was jacked up. He's a Boston area kid, went to college in Boston, takes a lot of heat back in the Bay State, takes a lot of heat from people back there, and he was amped up. and you could tell. And he didn't get as amped up against the Toronto Blue Jays. It's hard to do that. You know, pitchers pull back too. You know, pitchers sometimes coming off their best outing, unless you're Clemens, unless you're Jim Palmer, Sandy Koufax, if you're an all-time great, yeah, those guys can go, Bob Gibson, they can go off on tears. But a young guy like that with a performance like that oftentimes will bounce and regress, and that's exactly what he did. He wasn't razor sharp. Like he was. And they needed almost to be perfect. And they weren't. They lost 5-2 and they lose the series 3-1. And now we come full circle. We do the 180 or 360, come right back to Boone. And I think the Yankees need a new voice in the dugout. They do. He's not a great tactician. He likes to get on the umps. He's a Yankee. I mean, he hit one of the biggest home runs in their history off the Tim Wakefield of the Red Sox. We all remember that. He's very, very much a newfangled, new era manager in terms of the analytics. And I just think the Yankees need a new voice. Cashman's not the GM. Brian Cashman isn't going anywhere. They need a new voice. We'll see what they do. It's going to be interesting to watch. But I would say it's very good chance the Yankees. You know, it's not going to be, a lot of people say they're going to bring back Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly. It's not going to happen. But there's other managers out there. All right, we'll take the break. We'll come back with Fantasy Focus. We'll look at the week ahead in the National Football League. We're coming back.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
right, a little scoreboard update. Phillies Dodgers top three. So their two innings complete. Chavez Ravine, they are scoreless. We'll keep an eye on that. Let's get into the fantasy focus here. And I want to give a shout out to Johnny Vacco and the folks at Sonny's Pasta Sauce, Sonny's Spaghetti Sauce. Starting tomorrow, you're going to hear a lot about them. And it is the best spaghetti sauce ever. What do you expect me to say? I love it. Absolutely love it. All right, let's get Dominic in here. Dom, you admitted it. Your fantasy team is struggling. I've also told you that I soured on fantasy football when many years ago the person that won it didn't know the difference between a football and a hockey puck. So there is a luck factor, is there not, in fantasy football? And that's frustrating. Go ahead, give me a 100%. Quick take.
No, it totally is. It's luck with you know, injuries. Did your players get hurt? Are they healthy? Because honestly, you can have a perfect draft, and if all your best players get hurt, there's only so much you can do. And in terms of luck on a week-to-week basis, your team might put up the second highest point total in the entire league, but there's a chance you're playing the team that put up the highest point total in the league. So it's yes, skill is involved, but there's a lot of luck too.
Can your team, and feel free to divulge players, defenses, who you got, is your team toast this year, or do you think you can still scratch and claw your way back into a striking position, so to speak?
So admittedly, I have a few different teams. Overall, the picture is bleak. One of my leagues, I'm 3-2. I'm in fourth place. We're doing fine. We're getting Rashee Rice back next week. Aaron Jones should be coming off IR shortly also. So that league, I'm feeling pretty good. The other ones, not so much. We've had some really unfortunate luck. Had Joe Burrow in one of them. He's done for the year. I had Purdy as my quarterback in a different one. That's been a hot mess, and it hasn't been pretty at quarterbacks, me trying to stream guys, but I was able to get Matt Stafford for a good price, so that's okay. Another league, I had Malik Nabers and Omarion Hampton on the same team. So injuries galore everywhere across the NFL, and unfortunately it's hit three out of my four teams pretty hard.
All right, interesting. All right, so who do you want to have right now? Any league leader in any league anywhere probably has, I got to think, a quarterback in the ilk of who? Who's the quarterback right now that everybody wishes they had?
It's always going to be It's always going to be Josh Allen. Josh Allen's going to throw for a lot. He's going to run for a lot. He's going to throw a lot of touchdowns. He's also going to run for a lot of touchdowns. Baker Mayfield doesn't have that same running upside as somebody like Josh Allen. Jalen Hurts is going to be on a lot of teams that are really good. Again, the rushing upside and the rushing touchdown upside is huge. But again, it all depends on value, right? So if you're going to get a guy like Josh Allen, you're spending a high draft pick on him. You're missing out on a potential other player. But if you're able to draft well after that, then you can afford to spend a second or third round pick on somebody like Josh Allen. So really, who we see, there are going to be a lot of commonalities. But at the same time, you could have gotten a guy like Baker Mayfield later in your draft and loaded up early on. It also depends on how well you draft at the end. Emeka Ebuka was really popular going into the fantasy draft season, but there were still question marks because we didn't know if he was going to be that as good as he's been. So somebody who was patient with somebody like Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, or Bill as he likes to be called, if you've been patient and holding on to him, well, now you're starting to benefit that, but it's 6 weeks in. So there's so many different factors, but when it comes to quarterback, there's a lot of actually really good quarterback play this year. Again, Allen, Hurts, Jaden Daniels, if he's getting healthy, that's great. Drake May's been solid. Dak Prescott's always going to throw it a million times. Same with Justin Herbert. Baker's been great. And Caleb Williams, who I was very high on, mostly because he had some talent, and now he's got Ben Johnson there. So Caleb Williams actually hasn't been bad, and it's entirely possible he wasn't even drafted in most leagues. So talk about value there.
It's interesting. There's four quarterbacks that I've been thinking about. You didn't mention one. Mahomes, Love, Darnold, and Lawrence. Why? And I'm not criticizing you. I'm saying, are these good quarterbacks, great quarterbacks to have on your fantasy team, or do they fall kind of fair to Midland, so to speak? Let me hear.
I'll say there's nothing wrong if you have them on your team. Mahomes is going to be the best out of all of them. But the Chiefs haven't been as great and as prolific on offense as they have been. So you got to remember the difference between fantasy and real-life quarterbacks. Would I love to have Patrick Mahomes as my real-life quarterback? Absolutely. He's a winner. He makes plays when he needs them. He can do some things that no other quarterbacks can do. But when it comes to fantasy, somebody like Justin Fields, who I had last week, put up monster numbers in a game that for three quarters his team was getting blown out. But because they were so bad, he threw it a ton in the fourth quarter, scored some touchdowns, and, you know, statistically had a nice day, but that doesn't mean that's good for real life. Trevor Lawrence, the Jaguars are winning. They're leaning a lot on their defense, though, and a fair amount on Travis Etienne. Travis? That one's Travis. On Travis Etienne. So, real life, not a bad quarterback, but for fantasy purposes, not quite that good. Jordan Love, kind of mixed in that same batch because he's got Josh Jacobs handing the ball off to Josh Jacobs a lot. So, the guys you mentioned, good real life quarterbacks, not necessarily great for fantasy this season.
Aaron Rodgers, always a popular name, but he's long in the tooth at 41. And then you got Daniel Jones in Indianapolis. Give me two, and then throw in Bo Mix if you could. So those three, and then we'll move on. I want to know about Rodgers, Daniel Jones with the Colts, and Bo Mix in Denver. Let me hear.
Well, Daniel Jones has cooled off a little bit because Jonathan Taylor is getting a ton of carries now. But Daniel Jones early on has been, unless you're in a really big league, I would wager Daniel Jones did not get drafted and was one of the hottest pickups after week one, week two. He's cooled off a bit, but he's still good. The Steelers, Aaron Rodgers, they don't have a great team. And offensively, they're a little bit limited. So while there are going to be tons of opportunities for him to throw, it's not a super exciting offense. That's if you're in a league where, you know, Rodgers is available or he's your quarterback. I don't think there's anything wrong with that on a week-to-week basis based on matchups. But I think there are matchup-proof quarterbacks, and Aaron Rodgers at this point is not one of them.
Interesting. What about Bo Nix?
I like Bo Nix. I think he falls into the good real-life quarterback, not great for fantasy. He's a fine quarterback for fantasy, but every Sean Payton offense likes to run the ball, and yes, he's going to throw it a lot, but I don't think that this is a prolific air attack, and they've got decent running backs with J.K. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey. They're not throwing it a ton. I think Bo Nix can provide value, and again, everything I'm saying is dependent on how big your league is. If this is like an 8 or 10 team league, I don't think I want to start Bo Nix at any point unless it's a bye week, but if I'm in a 14 plus man league and Bo Nix is my quarterback, I could do a lot worse.
Interesting. All right, what day of the week do your league or most leagues, what day do you have to have your lineup set for the weekend?
So I'm checking my lineup all the way up until game time.
Okay.
Because so many weird things can happen with, this guy's going to, he's healthy, you not hear a word of it. Oh, he did his hammy during warm-ups. So I pay attention to when my players play. So, you know, if they've got a, I'll say the one caveat to that is unless my player's hurt, I'm not waking up at 6:30 a.m. Pacific on a Sunday morning to make sure my guy's playing in the London game or something like that. But otherwise, my alarm, if for whatever reason I'm not up, my alarm is set for 9:45 every Sunday just in case. And if I've got somebody playing on a Thursday night, I'll make sure before the game's lock that, you know, he's playing, or I'll make a decision whether I can't decide who to start in a given week. It fluctuates. I look at it constantly throughout the week, so I'm constantly micromanaging it, but I wait up until game time when necessary.
All right, here's a trend. We're talking to Dominic Jimenez, call this fantasy football focus, because I love following it. I don't play it. A lot of money is involved here. I just don't do it, but I love to follow it and watch how you guys do this. Here's what I want to know, though. If you don't get off to a good start, and you admittedly have not, how often do you see in your leagues, or anecdotally speaking about fantasy football, can teams that get off to fantasy players who get off to slow starts can make a late run? It is a 17-game season. I mean, there's a long way to go. Do you see it? Do you see comebacks, or do you think when someone's got a nice, healthy, you know, good start through week 5, 6, or 7, not that they're home free, but they're obviously in a better spot. How about that?
No, you definitely see comebacks happen a lot. It's the nature of the sport where there's tons of injuries. The guy in first place right now in the league that I'm very competitive in, if Jonathan Taylor gets hurt and Christian McCaffrey gets banged up, this guy's team isn't as good as it is right now. And he's still got depth, but he doesn't have another Jonathan Taylor or another Christian McCaffrey. So, yeah, it's all luck. And imagine, like with me, if Rashee Rice comes back and is playing the way that he was the first few weeks of last season, that's great for me. That's a boost. If Aaron Jones comes back healthy and steals carries from Jordan Mason and Aaron Jones is a viable player again, that boosts my team up over the next few weeks. And if there's an injury to the guy in first, he comes down. So it's 90% injuries, really, with any fantasy sport. Fantasy baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, whatever it is. Anything that's a season-long thing, it comes down to injuries. And yeah, there are opportunities to manage your team through those injuries, but sometimes when you lose a guy like Taylor or a McCaffrey, even a Malik Nabers, there's no replacing somebody like that one for one, and a lot of work has to get done.
Yeah, what a mess Baltimore is, and I know Lamar's going to miss it again. My question now is one more quarterbacking thing, and that is Mac Jones in San Francisco and Purdy. Obviously, you've had him on your team. You have him on your team. What about Mac Jones? Is he someone that's good to have right now or no?
Yes and no. If you're, again, it comes down to league size. If you're in a huge league, Mac Jones is great to have because he's probably one of the best situated quarterbacks in your free agent pool. If you're in, again, like a 10-team league, Mac Jones should not be starting for your fantasy team. Now, maybe you love him. Maybe you look at the matchup against Tampa this weekend and you say, that's a great matchup. They're going to throw it a million times. My quarterbacks are banged up. I'm going to stream him. I'm going to pick him up for just this week. That's a viable option. But having Mac Jones long-term is, I don't think, a viable option for fantasy teams. His ability is too limited, and he's got a great spot with the Niners right now, but I think his opportunities are limited with Purdy's health, and just his upside is very limited as well because Mac Jones is just, he's fine.
Defense, who do you have and who do you wish you have? Who should a player have right now? Defense, what team's defense?
I mean, right now, the Jaguars defense, who probably at the beginning of the year wasn't really drafted by anybody, is probably one of the hottest teams. They're one of the best defenses. Mm-hmm. But for me, I take a week-to-week approach. Sure, you can go with a team going into the season like the Niners or the Steelers or maybe even the Packers, somebody who has, over the last few years, developed a nice defense. But at the same time, your matchups on a week-to-week, there are very few defenses anymore. Like of the past, you know, think of like the Ravens of old, where they're matchup proof. No matter who they're playing, the defense is going to be great. There are very few defenses like that. So I like taking a week-to-week approach. Last week, I started Cleveland against Minnesota. This week, I'm starting the Packers against the Bengals. It really just depends on matchups, and that's how I like playing the defensive position.
I think you're taking a big risk. I see Flacco just absolutely torturing the Green Bay defense. And I'm saying that with a big fat grain of salt in my mouth. So, hey, Dom, I appreciate you, man. You are a wealth of knowledge. All right, Las Vegas beats Phoenix last night by 2. Phoenix is down 0-3, folks. So the WNBA champions will be the Las Vegas Aces again. We're coming back here with a 2-minute drill on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All right, talking the world of sports, 2 minute drill. Dom, I got one more little PS postscript on fantasy football. Like Darius Slayton, six other Giants inactive. Can you? Does your fantasy team start with Thursday night if you wanted to?
I mean, you could do it that way, but this particular matchup is pretty tough. Obviously, yeah. If you've got Eagles players, you're going to start Saquon. You're going to start Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown. On the Giants side, it's tough. Jackson Dart looks okay. Doesn't look great. And they are without neighbors. So Slayton hasn't done a ton. Wandale Robinson's had one good game. Their tight end had two touchdown catches last week. I forgot his name. His last name is Johnson. But it's always matchup dependent. I don't like having a lot of players on Thursday, but sometimes that's just the way it folds. Like if you're heavy on the Eagles, well, guess what? You're going to have a bunch of players playing Thursday.
You're amazing, man. You got right at the fingertip, folks. We don't rehearse this. I just threw that at them. That's awesome. Good job out of you, Dom. Excellent work. All right, yeah, Giants-Eagles tonight. Stay with us throughout the overnight. We're back for it on a Football Friday. I'm going to try to lasso Brock Hines. We'll remember the life and times of Mike Greenwell because we're both big Red Sox guys, so that'll be kind of like a little something we'd want to do. And then Brock always has got his picks. He's a lot of fun with that. And there's a lot of media stuff going on. There is a lot of stuff going on. And I wish the Fox baseball announcers would stop screaming and yelling. Just calm down. And, you know, I think Kevin Harlan's a great person. But I can't watch him. I cannot watch or listen to Kevin Harlan. Every single play, he screams like it's a touchdown or a slam dunk when he's doing basketball. It's just crazy. All right, we're coming back tomorrow, a Friday into a Saturday. Dominic Jimenez will have the day off. He enjoys it. I believe Bailey Peck tomorrow. Enjoy the baseball. Stay tuned to the football and stay with us right here on Sports Byline. Cross the country and around the world on iHeartRadio. Tune in and the American Forces Radio Network. Adios.